This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office has identified the teen who shot two classmates at Evergreen High School as a 16-year-old student at the school. More details are being released about the shooting as the investigation continues tonight. Officials say the student was radicalized by a, quote, extremist network, but officials say his specific motive remains unclear.
I have to believe when you bring a gun to school and you continue to fire and reload and fire and reload, that you are on a mission. And we are grateful that he was less successful, but we're devastated that he was successful at all.
That was Jackie Kelly with the Jeffco Sheriff's Office. Authorities are searching his online accounts, home, and his locker. Meanwhile, with the uptick in violent political rhetoric, Republican Representative Lauren Boebert says she's looking to the model set by Charlie Kirk. She says the conservative activist welcomed dialogue with those who disagreed with him.
And it would be dishonoring to him if we sat back and were silent. We're going to continue to move forward and pursue truth and speak truth in love. And I hope that we can heal this divide.
Boebert added Kirk's legacy is his Christian faith. Many Colorado Democrats also condemned the assassination of Kirk. Congressman Joe Neguse said there must be no place in our democracy for political violence and sent prayers to Kirk's family. A flood watch remains in effect for much of the western slope, including Grand Junction, Vail, Rifle, and Durango through tomorrow evening. The National Weather Service says heavy rain is possible. This is CPR News.